John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new to you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
So Kelly and Maitland. I mean, we all had memorable weekends. Hot Wings used a rototiller.
I did.
Mm-hmm. I saw Who Framed Roger Rabbit for the first time ever with my boys.
What?
Turns out it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Did some landscaping.
Mm. Yeah. I did some landscaping. Yeah.
I did, yeah.
What a thrill.
Yeah,
me too. But Kelly and Maitland went skydiving. Boy, were they. For about a minute and a half?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. What's really cool, too, so if you're thinking about going skydiving, first off, Skydive Grand Haven, if you're in the Michigan area, 100% recommend. You got to think about the fact we were 17,000 feet up. A lot of times what I've heard is a norm is 14,000 feet. They also offer that at Skydive Grand Haven. But the temperature on the ground is 20 to 30 degrees warmer from where you're jumping from.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And we've had cooler weather here, and it was, I think, 50 degrees on the ground by the time we started our climb.
It was a cool Saturday.
Yeah.
And so by the time Maitland and I were jumping out of the plane, it was maybe 20 degrees
up
there.
It was freezing. It was so cold.
And what were you wearing? You're wearing the jumpsuit, which is a layer.
No. We don't wear a jumpsuit or anything.
No. Maitland was wearing a jean jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah. You don't need a jumpsuit.
I was wearing joggers. I showed up with just a long sleeve t-shirt and a jean jacket thinking, oh, I'll take the jean jacket off and just wear my long sleeve because it had the station logo on it and everything. So I was like, this will look sick. And then everybody was telling me, is that what you're wearing? Like, girl, you're going to be freezing. And so I ended up getting a hoodie from Skydive Grand Haven just because I was like, I'm gonna be freezing.
Yeah.
I just had my little rain shell jacket on, a long sleeve shirt, leggings, because they tell you to wear more form fitting stuff,
which makes sense,
more comfortable style things, and then tennis shoes. When we got up there, I realized, oh my gosh, this is so cold. And then we're also right on the lake too, so it looks like icy blue everywhere you look. And the picture that I have from jumping out while I'm free falling, I feel like I look on I'm on the edge of the earth.
Yeah.
It feels that way.
That's
as
surreal,
well.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It was so cool. And then the whole time I'm like, oh my God, I'm falling. I'm just falling. And one mistake I had made too, we talked about it before we jumped here in the studio, was I love that gotcha feeling in your stomach, right? Like your stomach catches. And that is not skydiving. You don't get that feeling.
It's not the same as going down the first hill?
No, not like a roller coaster. It really is. What they said is it's like falling with a blow dryer hitting your face at 120 miles an hour.
Huh.
It was so freaking cool. I've never felt anything like
that. I think probably the same as you. I assumed that you'd have that drop feeling.
Not at all.
For a minute and a half, which would be a long time.
And honestly, the only time that I felt that drop feeling was once the chute comes out and they show you how to steer it. And so then when you start tilting around and then you realize that's when your brain kind of registers like, oh, there's the ground. Because as you're free falling, you're just looking like, oh my gosh, I'm falling out of the sky. But you don't realize how close the ground is because it's so far away that your brain just cannot comprehend it. But
just
once
that
you're
sentence alone, oh my gosh, I'm falling out of the sky. That's a big sentence.
Yeah, it is. And then, yeah, once you get your chute going and then they start steering you around, that's when you're like, ah! That's when at least I got the tummy tickles.
Uh-huh.
That was so crazy because we're just, like I said, we're just standing there on the ground and we're looking up. And within a minute, the plane disappears. You can't see it. And since it was such a clear day, unless you really, like, focus your eyes, you every now and then somebody would be like, I think that's the plane. And I'm looking up like, no, I don't see anything.
You're basically staring at an eclipse.
I see nothing at all. And then finally, I looked up and I was like, oh, okay, there it is. So I wouldn't stop staring at it. I was like, no, I can't avert my eyes. Like, that's how far up it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then at one point, I think I looked up just as you guys jumped because you could see little tiny specks.
Oh my gosh.
Fly out, drop out of the plane, but then you see nothing for a minute and a half.
Which honestly, jumping out of the plane was the coolest moment for me. Mm-hmm. Like, standing there when you walk, because you kind of waddle because you're stuck to somebody. So you waddle to the door together, and then they kind of do a 1, 2, 3, and you have your arms crossed because you don't need to have your hands out. The instructors are the ones kind of in the beginning controlling everything. As long as you're arched, like Maitland was saying, you're good. And you just have to have your hands crossed over your chest, and then they tap you when you can let your arms out free. And Maitland's moment and my moment are both here. Again, if you're a fancy idiot at PremierandHotWings.com, you can see as we're waddling to the door and jumping out of the plane.
Now, Maitland, we're looking at a still shot of you attached to your instructor. You're about to go first. You have a broad smile. What's in your mind at this moment?
I don't know. So the light is red there, which means that the door can be open, but the single jumpers haven't jumped out yet.
Okay.
Once it turns green, they go. So
with the little LED light in the background.
Yeah. So you hear, all right, it's red. Let's get ready to go. And I'm like, okay, 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 okay. And it's kind of my last few minutes of like being scared to do it because I know in the next 30 seconds I'm going to be doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's anxiety face.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm yes, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. Definitely not double, second guessing this.
All right. That's me in the background.
It's real with the door open.
It does. I'm so scared.
Oh my God.
Watch, okay. Watch my face too.
So they climb, the solo jumpers, they climb out and they stand on this little tiny step that they showed us.
I'm not kidding. Are getting thrown for a loop watching strangers.
Not only do I not want to go out the door, being where Maitland is with the door open, that's my nightmare. Like, everything about this is my nightmare.
Can you imagine how, this is much smaller than my Suburban.
Yeah.
Much smaller.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Well, even watching you guys jump out, and then, which we'll get to, but seeing the still images and everything, and you talking about how you have to go out backward. Going backward is like, that's a motion for me that's always been like a traumatic motion. I don't like it.
Backwards?
Yeah, I can't, like, I've never been able to backflip or anything. Like, I don't, if somebody did a trust fall, I'd be like, I don't know, man. Like,
you don't trust anybody.
I just have a hard time with it. I never grew up like that, like doing flips and stuff. So it freaks me out. So knowing you have to go out that backward.
Yeah.
Would be my nightmare.
The solo jumpers are going out backward. We faced forward, and, which you'll
see. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And before you got, like, when we first got there in the morning, Tony from Skydive Grand Haven, he's like, oh, bring the kids over. We can. So we got to, like, climb up in the plane, which they thought was awesome, and that was such a cool thing. But he was kind of pointing it out. He's like, oh, there's the step right there, and that's where you stand on. And I'm standing there, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, well, the tail of the plane's right there. And I'm like, do I go over? Do I go under? What do I do? And then I thought, like, I don't have to worry about this. I'm not doing this. Yeah. I'm not doing this for a long time.
What do
they do? I don't know.
Do they kick off and get a, like, be a...
I still haven't found
out.
Because
I've been thinking about that the whole time. Like, how do you miss the wings?
Yeah. Who knows?
The tail.
The plane's going in one direction and you jump towards the other way.
But just the tail, though. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know. That's a great question. I was not paying that much attention.
Nope. Don't think about it too much.
Okay.
All right, so we got,
boom,
that person's gone.
Oh,
my gosh.
It's so funny. I'm just watching myself.
Oh, it's so high up. 3 miles up.
Nope, not anymore. Now you're falling.
Man, it's Maitland going down.
Did he just, now Maitland, he like just tapped you. Was
what a place to stop it.
So Maitland's face, the first of, I don't know, 5 or 10 seconds of this was not that of pure joy.
No, not but really.
On the right side, you don't have any boogers hanging or anything.
Yeah. Could really, you imagine if you had a dangler?
They were probably pushed down into your toes frozen. By the wind.
They're all frozen up into my brain.
So when he tapped you like that, was he telling you like, hey,
uncross
you know,
your arms.
Arch your back?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, Maitland did the cutest things with her arms. Where they stayed,
my arms stayed like this the entire free fall.
You did the rock hands for Cam in Nashville.
A little bit.
It's like you kind of want the comfort of touching his arms,
exactly.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I totally so get that.
I think he realizes that that's what I'm doing, but he's like, he likes to like flap his wings so you can see him do it. Like, see, there he goes.
He took his arm away from you.
I thought he was trying to swat my arm away, but I was like, I can't move.
You're doing the Pledge of Allegiance from space.
Getting your traffic guard.
Don't worry, I got a screenshot of it.
Like, I am clean and brave and reverent.
He couldn't have more of like a normal, calm, like, this is just work for me
exactly.
Look on his face.
Well, the helmet helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would help.
Yeah. So, and then what's really cool is while you're watching this video, our instructors each have a GoPro attached to them. And then the person who's free solo jumping, they have GoPros. So you get all these different angles. And the one we're watching right now is from Maitland's instructor's wrist, which is
that's pretty
such
wild.
A cool angle.
So from here, you'll be able to see, too, the moment that he pulls the chute, like right there. It scares the crap out of me.
Did you know he was about to pull it?
No.
Okay.
So you're just sitting there like, wee, okay.
Can you hear him?
Oh, you can see your fate. Like, you can tell you couldn't hear it, but...
Can you speak to each other during freefall?
You kind of can. The wind is blowing, so he has to really yell for it. But then he pulls his visor up, and then there it is.
What?
And then you just start floating.
Oh, man.
What a view.
Right?
Holy
incredible?
Smokes.
So what height are you at when the chute is pulled?
A couple thousand?
Like, I don't have
so.
Any.
It looks pretty high still.
5,000 feet? 10,000 feet?
I think
don't know.
Maybe 10. It's definitely... I mean, 14 is another jump that they make, so it's below 14. Mm-hmm. I don't know. A couple of our instructors have texted in, so if they know, definitely let us know.
My hands are frozen at that point, though.
It's
so cold, and especially because I just had them sticking out like that the whole time.
Yeah, and then, so right after Maitland goes, you know, they wait a couple minutes or however long. It didn't feel like a couple minutes. I think it was like 30 seconds. And then my instructor and I, we jump out, and you'll see our view from the solo jumper because we had an interesting thing happen. So as we jump, and you can go ahead and do this because I think it plays for a minute. I have the same, you know, adrenaline rush that Maitland experiences. She's about to hop out. And
oh, that'll be weird to see it from this perspective.
Yeah, I like that you get to see it from Maitland's perspective, from her instructor's wrist, and then this one you'll get to see from the solo jumper as I jump out.
Wow.
Because then you see me flip from the plane in such a cool way, because the instructors flip you intentionally. They twirl you around. They have fun with it. And we free fall. But about a minute and a half into free falling... they're talking you through what's going on, and my instructor tells me, hey, we're going to have to pull the reserve.
Oh.
Because our main chute, look, you can see me shaking my head. I don't want to
Okay,
do
Maitland, at this point, Maitland's gone.
Yep. Maitland just left.
All right.
Yeah.
Now your instructor's just hanging on precariously.
That's so crazy. That in of itself, like the guy holding on to the plane.
Whee!
Okay, there you go.
There you go. Kelly's flying.
Isn't that amazing?
It's like you're on the edge of Earth.
Kelly's spider legs just dangling.
Like Kelly looks so graceful. I feel like I looked like a spider that had been splat. Kelly looks so free-flowing.
So I also did the rocker hands, and by the time the instructor gets up to me with the GoPro, he's like, hey, do your hands out. And I'm like, they're frozen. I can't.
I
literally can't move them any other way.
You're like to get in a Christmas tree. I can't put my arms down.
Yeah, so right after about here where we're free-falling for about a minute and a half, which is incredible, you see Lake Michigan behind us. He's intentionally spinning us.
That's so cool.
It's awesome. It was the most incredible feeling of my life. Yeah, you see they're being like, flare your hands out. Quit looking so stupid.
So cool. clear.
You're wearing a backpack. Really
cool. I am wearing
a backpack. It's like Yoda song.
Dave is my backpack buddy.
Yeah. He's your Yoda.
But like right about here, he's going to pull the chute. And he says to me, hey, I got to pull the reserve. Something's going on. Boom, there goes our chute. And you'll see something happens. And, well, you can't see it in this one, but in our video, we just start spinning.
Oh, no.
And oh, no.
I don't get, like, super dizzy, but I was like, this ain't right. And he goes, I got to pull the reserve. The main chute's got a knot in it.
Oh,
and so
okay.
He pulls the reserve, so I kind of do that jerk that you see Maitland do, and then we do a second one, which he prepares me for.
Yeah.
And as we start floating, finally, he goes, hey, turn to your right. And I'm like, oh, what, are we about to look at Lake Michigan? And he goes, no, that's the main chute right there. And he's like, we're going to have to occasionally keep turning and watching where that falls. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I might have to climb a tree later. Well, a lot of times people will put it up on like Facebook. Hey, we found this.
Oh.
As a bystander, you see a parachute coming down. You're probably kind of scared.
I'd be worried someone was supposed to be attached to it. Yeah.
But he was like, that's about $8,000 worth of equipment. So we want to try and watch it. So we kept watching it. And meanwhile, he's also talking me through what had happened. And he said a lot of times there's tension knots because the way the release happens, it can be, you know, the pack or how it was packed. You just never know. But you always thank the person. And they say you buy a case for the person who packed it because that reserve just saved your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I was like, bro, am I supposed to be scared? This is amazing.
Right?
And I asked him, I said, how many times have you jumped? And he said, over 3,000. And I said, how many times has that happened to you? He goes, that's number 11.
Wow.
I was like, that's only ever happened to you
11 times?
And he goes, yeah, and the fact that that happened to you on your first one is kind of crazy. And the moment my feet hit the ground, people kept saying, you got two chutes for the price of one. I was like, I don't know what that means, but it feels cool.
So while me and my
partner... I'm glad you can tell me about it while I'm standing normal on the ground.
It felt so comfortable. So for something like especially skydiving where you might have that initial fear anyway... Even in a scary moment, these instructors that are being so goofy the whole time go into like, hey, I'm going to talk you through this while you still have a good time. It was so incredible.
And while my partner and I, we're floating down, he points out, hey, you see that how that chute looks a little different from everybody else's. He was like, somebody had to pull their reserve.
He's like, hey, and do you want Kelly's job?
I was like, oh my gosh. So then we get down to the ground and he goes, oh, I wonder who that was. And I noticed the height difference between Kelly and her partner. And I was like, oh my God, that was Kelly.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. From the ground, we're looking up and you see, it's really cool because you no longer see the plane. And then every now and then, like, poof, 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 like you see these chutes opening just kind of out of nowhere. So there, I think there were five of them or so. So we see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then we're looking at the one and we're like, that one looks a little different. And then we notice, oh, there's nobody attached to that one. Mm-hmm. That's why. Mm-hmm. And it just floated off into the trees somewhere.
Mm-hmm. We're short on time, but Steve and Tommy, you're next. How do you feel right now?
I'm sweating.
You're sweating?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good.
Yeah, was it like seeing the video of everybody jumping out?
I think that would make it more intimidating.
For sure.
Yeah, purposely.
And I mean, and it's not like I haven't seen video, like we've all seen videos of people skydiving before, but it's like, oh, now it's, oh, I know these people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
You're going to love it. And what was really cute is the moment we got to the ground too, Evelyn, Steve's daughter, was like, I'm going to do that one day. And I was like, that's right, you are.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Moto Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.